Peninsula Arvey, Cynthia, you're speaking with Effie.
Oh, hi, it's Phil Butler. How are you?
Not bad, Phil. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. I called you on Wednesday and they were going to get back to me about the process of about what's going on with the van.
Yes. I went and had a look at it. They're fitting off. They've just transferred everything over to the hot water service, right?
Yep.
Everything is getting transferred over, and now we're waiting for the plumber to come through and verify everything.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So, how did you, last time we spoke, Phil, you said, well, earlier on the start of the process, were you going to fly in and do a handover for it, or what were you going to do, or were we just going to send it back to you?
You said
you were going to fly in and just do a proper handover and...
I was just going to fly over and just check it all out, and there was a couple of other things that I might want to look at getting from you guys as well, like as in, I think there was an outside handle or something, and just little things like that. But
have you sent all that in an email, like as in other things?
No. So I was just going to come over and sort of. And then have a look at these new vans and just that sort of type thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, and then I thought the process after that was going to be then, it would be just put back on the boat and then I'll just pick it up.
Yeah. That was going to go. Okay. So did you want to wait for the plumber to come through? How do you want to proceed now? Are you planning on coming sometime later on in the week?
I was sort of waiting to see what sort of happens, like how long it was going to be. Like I sort of didn't have a range of what it was going to be. So I was sort of just waiting on the updates to sort of see what,
Let me put you on hold, Phil. Let me just walk in next door to the service centre and see, because... I wasn't here Friday, so just to see where they're at with or finishing off and all that. Give me one sec. I'll just put you on hold.
Okay. Thank you.
No. are you there?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Funny you called, because he was going to call you too in about 10 minutes. He's just finishing something off. Did you want to hang on the phone, or did you want me to call, get him to call you back?
Yeah, no, I don't mind hanging on. That's all right.
All right, done. No problem at all. Something about batteries. There was lithium batteries in there. Someone put lithium batteries?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they, I don't know who put them on, because they weren't put on from here. Was it you that put them in?
No.
Okay,
no.
So must have been the previous owner.
Yeah, the previous owner did.
Yeah.
I have got all the paperwork for that, for the auto electrician that did it all.
Yeah, but I don't know what the policies are in Tassie. Where was it done?
I think you said 12 months before we purchased the van. I think it was about...
Do you have the paperwork? Can you see where it was done? What state?
Yeah, I'll have to find the paperwork.
Yeah. Because they're internal and we can't fit them back on. Well, Travis will explain it to you. But it's illegal for us to put them internally unless that hatch is fully closed and then we cut off a door on the side of where the batteries are going to be living. They've got to be put outside. Our policy here in Victoria is if you're installing batteries, they've got to be, lithium batteries have to be external or in a space where it's sealed on the inside. So it'll cost you a lot more to bloody seal the inside and cut a hole on the side than putting them outside. So I'll just let him explain that to you.
I did know because I built up a canopy for a four-wheel drive and I've got a lithium battery and a whole wiring system in that. Apparently that used to be the case that you have an external, but now due to the batteries, these lithium batteries, because they've got management systems built into the batteries, so they basically can't overcharge or undercharge.
Okay.
And they're in a legal state now where they can actually be installed inside vehicles, inside caravans.
Can you send that paperwork through, if you don't mind?
Where I've got it.
Is it a particular... I know that there's... I think they're water-based one or some other ones. Well, I'm not quite sure. I just don't want to be in a situation where they get installed internally and then I don't want it to come back and bite me, basically.
Yeah. But because the only reason I know that is because I went through a lot, I spent a lot of money doing, and I was actually going to, I had it in my brain that I had to put it externally. And then when we went through the whole battery management system, And the whole complete thing, they sent me through all this paperwork and it confirmed that they can be installed. And this is from the battery management people because it's iCheck World.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the same as what I've got. That's what I was surprised about. Like, that was actually installed. So I've actually got the same thing in my canopy. And like I said, I was prepared to put it externally. And then after they sent me through all the paperwork and said no, older lithium batteries, yes, but they was from a certain date onwards.
Okay.
And I did mine probably 2 years ago.
Oh, right, okay.
About two years ago.
Still install our ones. We use Renogy here in the company, and they're still, let me get my words out right, Phil, hang on. The only way you can install them internally is if the area where it's installed is fully sealed.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you mean by fully sealed?
So you can't have access from it from the inside. So you know how, because they're going, so so they've swapped. So where the hot water service was is where the batteries are going. So we've swapped it over, obviously because of the wheel arch.
Yep.
The battery's going back to the other side, to where the hot water service is, and you can get to that from obviously lifting up the seat base and getting access into it. So that, I think that has to be sealed or something. You know what? Let me put Travis on. He's just walked in because I'm probably talking gibberish.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, and then you can explain to him. Give me one sec.
Yep, no worries.
I'm going to try and transfer to the portable one, Phil. If I lose you, just call us back, okay? Hang on one sec.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
There?
Yeah.
Sorry, Phil. I thought you're lost you. Jesus. I don't know what you're talking about.